coming up this season on The Bachelorette.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and I'm hanging out, as always, with my wife.
Hey, happy week six. Virginia is definitely not for lovers. Virginia is for a lot of drama.
And also, happy 4th of July, everybody, coming up.
Yes, we love America, and we love The Bachelorette.
Yeah, perfect setting that they somehow planned out to do this in, you know, the state where the nation was born, not to mention like 4th of July coming up in 2 days. So
yes. And Becca crazy. Is an independent woman. Throw your hands up at me, girl.
Oh my God.
To the left, to the left. I'm all about Becca election though. Like Becca election, I am in it to win it in 2018.
What is Becca election? What?
Remember?
Is
that, that's no, what they called it.
I completely missed that. I
when
was like, what are you talking
about? When
all
the guys got up on the podiums, that's where Chris spiraled out of control, said the F word in front of all the kids and in front of like the God-fearing folk of Virginia, and they called it Beck election.
Yeah, God, that whole debate was going to go downhill because Chris was in the episode. That guy is just a piece of trash. I'm glad that he's gone.
No. Guess what?
What?
He's going to Bachelor in Paradise.
Of course he is.
Yes. Him and, well, by now everybody listening knows that Chris and also Connor were sent home, and they're both going to paradise to find love in all the wrong places.
Yep. And well, you said Chris and Connor and Lincoln.
Lincoln's not going.
I know he's not going, but Lincoln also got sent home, which was awesome.
But have you noticed the editing? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm really looking way too into it. I feel like the Bachelor producers, after Lincoln was accused of the assault in Boston, I feel like they phased him out through editing these last few weeks. Did you notice how at the end of the episode, he didn't even get the goodbye? It was just kind of like Connor doing that, whatever they call it, the
yeah, but
wrap
I thought,
up.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that this is another thing where they're just taking a little bit too far. Like, I understand, like, he has been accused of whatever.
No, he did it. It's an assault. Like, he's in trouble.
Okay, but it was an assault. Explain what happened again.
He was, are you kidding? We're not going to come. Are you trying to defend Lincoln right now? No.
I just asked
he
you
was
to
on
say
a boat.
What he said, to say
he
what
he
did.
He was on a boat in Boston, yeah. And he was accused and he was convicted of assaulting somebody. Maybe not quite convicted, but he's a bad guy. That's all you need to know. And I feel like ABC was like, wow, we messed up when it came to the background check. So now we got to phase him out a little bit.
I feel like they could have honestly just shown the goodbye, though. I mean, he's been talking the entire episode. The goodbye, I felt like, all right, cool, let's see what he has to say. But they kind of just, like, threw it to the wind. Like, I wanted to see what his last words were going to be. Mm. And we didn't get to see that.
Probably
I thought that was
good.
A little weird. Yeah, but I mean, I still they still should have given us that.
Why?
But because I want...
Why are you standing for Lincoln right now?
I'm not standing for Lincoln. And don't paint that picture. I'm not trying to defend Lincoln and what he did. I'm just saying we've seen him talk the entire episode and get into it with Chris. I wanted to actually see what his last words are on being sent home. Mm. That's all. And they never actually showed us that, which I thought was a little weird. But regardless, I mean, like, he's gone, Connor's gone, Chris is gone, three guys gone, two of which I called last week. So I'm glad that they're out of the picture so she can focus on the group of guys that she's got in front of us right now. Can I just say that in the state of Virginia, in this whole setup that they had, I was a big fan of the guy playing Abraham Lincoln.
Mm.
I thought that guy was a baller.
Yeah,
I thought he
was a good Lincoln.
He was a very good Lincoln.
Wasn't a stinking Lincoln.
I wanted him to say to Becca at one point, be excellent to each other. And he never said it. And if anybody knows Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, it would have been awesome if he said that. Because that's what Abraham Lincoln said in the movie. So anyway, that was something I was wishing was going to happen and didn't happen.
No, she didn't get a Gettysburg Address. Didn't get the 4 score in 7 years ago.
Never got that party on, dudes.
The guy playing Lincoln. Wait a second. That wasn't really Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah. He's been dead for a while.
Okay.
Sorry, babe.
And then the guy playing George Washington, I thought he'd be gray. He had like dark hair.
I don't know. That guy playing George Washington, I think was on his last leg anyway. But regardless,
why? Did George Washington have like a peg leg?
Let's just move on. The joke's dead. So, but basically, a lot of stuff went down in this episode. I will say, though, the one guy who has been consistent throughout this continues to be Garrett. He is the one guy that I feel like she just kind of lets it all hang out when she's with him. Like, after that whole, crap happened, and they went to that house or whatever, which was like a really old looking house, and they had that cocktail party or whatever it was.
The group date, rather.
She basically, what's his name? Garrett is like, yo, can I steal you for a second? And then he's talking to her, and right from the beginning, he's like, hey, he's like, just let it out. And she's like, oh my God, like, it's so annoying. Like, I feel like she doesn't put on her game face when she's with him. She just kind of is very honest. Like, she's this herself. Is annoying. I'm frustrated. Yeah. Like, she was kind of like resting her head on his like arm at one point. Like, she's not pretending to try to hold it together in front of him. She's just showing that she's frustrated and she's emotionally exhausted. And he's like there for her on that level, which I feel like you have to be in a relationship.
Yes. And I liked that we saw a different side of Garrett tonight, because when Chris and Lincoln and everybody was kind of going at it back and forth downstairs in the common room, he was like, guys, listen, she's in a really bad headspace and it's because of you. And because we're used to seeing like giddy, smiley, goofy Garrett. We're not used to seeing, you know, assertive Garrett. So it was nice to see a different side of him.
Yeah, no, I mean, he definitely kind of stepped it up, you know, which is something that I don't think that we've seen yet. He definitely kind of told them, you need to chill out because it's screwing up my vibe with her and it's screwing up everybody else's vibe and I'm getting pissed off.
Speaking of standing out, I've got to say, Jason really pulled ahead tonight, because Jason's one of those guys. So he's the slick back hair guy. From
Yeah,
Buffalo.
Patrick Bateman. Yeah.
Yes. American Psycho, friends with Gronk, Buffalo.
Right.
He's one of those people who was sort of lagging behind in the race, you know, sort of like, kind of getting lost in the pack. And then all of a sudden, I feel like he's making a name for himself after this particular episode. He opens up about the situation with his dad and his grandma who had Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And then also, we saw something really different tonight on The Bachelorette, which was, I don't know if I've ever seen a date where they bring in friends of one of the contestants.
Yeah, that was actually really cool. I thought that was awesome on her part that she kind of went out of her way to do that, because they obviously had to pay
producers,
to like... Yeah, but they had to pay to like fly them in and stuff like that, so which I think was cool. No, I thought that was awesome. I mean, I was kind of picturing what it would be like if I was in a similar situation and like my friends were there, you know, like that was really cool. It's kind of like when my buddy Jared showed up in Vegas and I had no idea that my buddies had invited him.
Yeah.
And that was kind of what it reminded me of. And that was a really cool moment. So I kind of understand like how awesome that must have been for him. I think two of the other guys that I really do respect, like, I don't really see Jason being that guy. I think he's a nice guy. I think they have a good connection. I don't really see him making it to the end, because
you
I think
don't?
She has,
I really,
well,
I
no, I mean, he might make it to the end, but I don't think he's going to be,
Jason.
Oh no, definitely hometowns, but I don't see him being in the final two.
Right.
I feel like it's going to come down to Blake and Garrett, like I've been saying all along. And I honestly think, brings me to my next point. Is as far as there's two guys that I respect throughout this whole process when the arguing is going on, and it's consistently Blake and Wills. Blake and Wills always sit back, do not say anything. They let the fight happen, and Garrett does too, but Garrett did speak up, which I respect. But the other two guys, like Wills and Blake, just kind of like take a step back and don't say anything. And I feel like if I was in that situation, I would be the guy keeping my mouth shut. You know, just letting these guys fight it out, because they're actually making it harder for themselves. And I also like the fact that I think it was one point, like, Wills actually had gotten up a couple episodes ago and just walked out. He's like, I don't want to be around this negativity.
Wills had a big moment in tonight's episode. Wills said to Becca, I'm falling for you. And again, when you're in this environment and, you know, you're locked away from the world for 6-8 weeks, whatever it is, and you're vying for the affection of one girl, you're gonna fall in love with her pretty easily.
Right.
And so part of me, when they say things like this to The Bachelorette, I'm half like, oh, they mean it, and half like they have no choice.
I don't know if
it's
they...
It's almost a Stockholm Syndrome kind of situation with this show sometimes.
Well, I don't know if they actually... If they would say it without actually meaning it. I think...
Oh, I definitely...
I do. Feel like they say it because that's... They are focused on her. It's like they are every day, all day, Becca, Becca, Becca. And she is like, oh, cool, I'm into this guy. Wait a minute, I'm into this guy. So she's all over the place, and they have one person to think about. So it kind of becomes almost like an infatuation. One guy that kind of I was happy to see in this episode kind of get a one-on-one was Leo.
I know, I love Leo.
Leo's awesome. He's a class act. He's got a lot going for him.
He has a lot of hair.
I don't see him making it to the end with her. I feel like there's too much going on. I don't know if she... I feel like she respected him for telling her this, but I don't think that it was an attractive factor when he said, I don't feel like I'm good enough.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was like insecurity that maybe she doesn't want in somebody. I feel like she likes him because he's a nice guy and was really there for her in like a shitty after date moment. But I don't know if that's necessarily a characteristic that she's wants to be attracted to.
A guy like that walking into the room, you would think has all the confidence in the world.
Yeah.
He's tan. He's in good shape. He's got great, crazy hair.
He looks like a model type guy.
And yeah. He is, I'm sure, essentially. He's probably one of those guys that maybe didn't necessarily audition for the show. I know that sometimes they reach out to guys like Jordan, the male model from last week. He had said that they reached out to him on Instagram. So I wouldn't be surprised if Leo was another person that like Bachelor producers scouted out for this thing. So,
See, that's weird. See that makes the show seem like BS when they reach out to people that like had no interest in applying. It's like, then obviously Jordan didn't give a shit.
Well,
you know, I mean, and now he's on Bachelor in Paradise and he's going to make money off of it. I mean, he's spawned the next phase of his modeling career. I mean,
yeah.
It was a good move for him, but I don't think he expected to. He never wanted to be there.
He
so,
made it pretty far.
So he had nothing to lose, though.
Yeah, but no, I agree with you. There's something about Leo I really like. I don't see those two together. I don't think she takes him very seriously. It's hard sometimes to take somebody that looks like, you know, I hate to say that. But in the end, Leo probably won't be sticking around for too long. But don't worry, I follow him on all of social media. I want to mention this about Becca. There's one thing about her that sometimes trips me up about these bachelorettes and bachelors. When they have a bad night the night before, they always use that excuse the next day. Oh, well, you know, I had a rough night last night, so if I'm not myself, that's why. It's like she's done this now a couple times where it's like, honey, you gotta step it up. Like, all these guys, they are at their best every time when they see you. Be the same way. I get it. She's been, you know, do we have to hear it again? She's been through a lot. We know this at this point, right? But just be better.
Yeah,
you're the Bachelorette.
But I also feel like I like that about her because it makes her seem real. Like, you're only gonna have so much, and then at some point, you know, you're gonna be like emotionally tapped out. And I mean, it's real, but at the same time, I agree with you. I feel like she should just be like, hey, I got to pick it up, you know, a little bit. One guy that I don't necessarily see making it and it's starting to kind of get on my nerves is Wills. Wills is, even
you
though...
You said you respect
him. I respected him for
in the
keeping...
group settings.
Yeah, in group settings. But like when he's with Becca, it's one thing to be a certain way. Excuse me. It's one thing to be a certain way in front of a group of guys. It's another thing to be this guy that seems like he's just trying to, he can't relax. He can't relax and be himself. He's still going to put on this like tough guy facade and like always got to have the deep voice when he talks.
He toned down the outfits this week.
And he just kind of sounds like a frog when he talks. You know, I'm falling in love with you, Becca, and I love you. I just want you to know. It's just like, you know what I mean? The whole thing, it's like, you know.
Is he a Budweiser frog?
I mean, he's always got that in his voice when he talks because he can't relax his voice. He's got to have the deep voice. And I just like, it's like, dude, why don't you just be real for a second? Like, turn off like the tough guy, man. Stop trying to do the laid back, relaxed thing. Open up a little bit more to her. Yeah, I'm falling in love with you, but why? What is it about you? Like, literally get down to it instead of just... He's very on the surface, you know, and he's always, like, going in for the kiss and the kiss, and it's like, it's only going to get you so far.
Right.
Like, we need to see more of you. Like, he never talks about his family. He never talks about anything. It's just,
or maybe
I love
that's
you.
Not what we see yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's pick it up. I mean, who knows? You chalk it up to editing. And I mean, we got to talk about it. I mean, we got to talk about the what did you want to say? You
the look like no, Chris.
The Chris
spiraling.
Thing, yeah. The Chris is just like he was the center of focus tonight. Guy, like I said, he's a piece of trash, man.
Well, the first couple minutes, he went 0 to 100 real quick because him and Lincoln, they got into it, but then like it went from getting into it about, oh, if we go on a 2-on-1 date, you'd be toast, but then it went into fat shaming.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was really weird. And I don't even know how that happened. I feel like Chris actually made something that Lincoln said out of nothing.
There was a few times, I guess, that happened. A lot of crazy insults being thrown back and forth. Chris was cringeworthy this entire episode. It's never good when they go and hunt out the Bachelorette by themselves. And they go and they're like, knockety knock, just want to talk to you. And what was that whole thing? Like, he was looking like he was in, like, the stand video for Eminem, where he's, like, writing the letter out.
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, that never came of anything. No. But I also feel like that was, like, one of those things where you write in a journal to get your thoughts out. Yeah. I don't know if he was necessarily writing a letter to her, like, in retrospect, looking back on everything that went down. I also think that he can't get out of his own way.
Right.
Like, he can't get out of his own head. He always feels like he's two steps behind. He's trying to take 5 steps forward and get ahead of the game. But every time he tries to do that, he ends up being, like, 3 steps behind where he was. And he keeps, like, digging a hole for himself that he can't get out of. I don't like his, the whole fat shaming thing. And then all of a sudden, he's always trying to talk to trash about Lincoln instead of focusing on them. And he kept saying the same thing over and over. Like, I just want you to know that, like, you know, I'm not going to let a little adversity, like, get in the way of what I want. It's like, you're making it seem like you're going to get what you want at all costs. And it was coming off super negative. And, you know, the other thing, like, he's walking on the way there and he's in there cutting to him, talking trash about Lincoln. Like, yo, this guy eats 12 eggs a day. I mean, his cholesterol must be like 6,000.
I know.
It's like, dude, for somebody who claims to have lost a lot of weight, you should know that Lincoln is a jacked guy, has a ton of muscle.
That's why he looks like Gaston.
That's why he needs those eggs because protein, like, he's going to burn it off. That's not how cholesterol works, but cool. Like, it's just, I don't know. He was reaching for stuff.
He's trying to be a hardo when he's not a hardo. And he also took to social media after the episode aired. He wrote a very long thing, and I'm not going to read it all to you, but basically some of the words were lines. I could barely watch the latest episodes in full without cringing, and I'm truly sorry you had to endure that pain alongside with me. And he just goes on to say he takes full responsibility for his actions. He admits that he was insecure and it came off very unattractive. But like I said, I mean, the Hot Mess Express is making their way to Bachelor in Paradise. So this is not the last we will see of Chris.
Yeah, he'll probably, you know, hook up with some random chick there and try to be a baller. Or he'll just be like really weird, you know?
I can picture him with like Bibiana. Remember crazy
Bibiana? Oh, God, I can't stand her. I can't stand that girl. Or, like, I could see him, like, hooking up with, like, a Corinne-type chick who's just there to, like, you know, mess around.
Yeah, Corinne's not going back to Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I actually would be surprised if she did.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah.
So, interesting about Becca tonight, she made a very, I don't know if they just meant to kind of glaze over it. She went on a date with Leo, and she admitted that, it's okay if she doesn't get engaged.
Yeah, that's one thing that I thought was interesting is because that was kind of a little contradictory as far as what she said in the past. Like at the end of this, I plan to see an engagement. And if, you know, these guys aren't serious about it, then what am I here for? But then she's like,
well, maybe she sees the crop of guys in front of her and she's like, I don't know about getting engaged to one of these guys.
Well, maybe she's just like, exactly. But also, I think she understands that if it really comes down to it, it's just about somebody that she can actually build a really great relationship with. And it doesn't necessarily have to be an engagement, which I think is interesting because the last engagement didn't end well for her, not at the fault of her. But I also feel like this engagement, it could be one of those, you know, bachelorette seasons where we don't see an engagement, you know, and I mean, like, that hasn't really happened, I don't think.
No, there's been there's been seasons where people don't end up getting engaged. They might stay together, you know, that kind of thing. But it's such a big difference, a contrast from Rachel.
Yeah.
If you remember with Rachel, she was focused on getting engaged at the end of that thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, she got rid of Peter because he couldn't make up his mind, said, I don't know if I can see myself getting engaged right now, which no fault of his. Again, they're 2 months into knowing each other.
Mm.
And I know that some people can say, well, when you know after 2 months. But like, let's be real, people. You're in the honeymoon phase. That's gonna fade away real quick.
Mm. Yeah, you're not going to be in Ireland and Scotland every other week. So
Bahamas next week. Like, it's not going to be like that all the time. Like, you're going to have to go home. You're going to have to pay bills. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to deal with each other's families. And then at the end of it, sure, great. Get engaged and be happy. But I thought that when she said that to Leo, hopefully she wasn't kind of just providing lip service. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, Leo, I know that you and I might not get engaged, so I'm just going to say this. So hopefully she feels that way. But I don't know. I can kind of see this whole thing ending in an engagement.
Yeah. I mean, I will disagree with one thing. I mean, like, we've been together for a long time, and every day that I'm with you, it's like being in the Bahamas. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because you feel like you're drowning in the water. You feel like a big shark's going to come and get you, and you're constantly running away from it.
Just asking for the shark to take me out. No. I mean, it's just funny to actually see these people being like, oh my God, like, you know, these like super nice places. It's like, all right, like, cool. You know, you're not going to be having free plane rides everywhere.
Although, you know? I wish there was more shuck jokes out of the Leo date. Like, they could have done more with the shucking, like, let's get to the shucking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I will say, it was pretty harsh what Becca said, because what's his name? Chris was like, she's like, I'll walk you out. He's like, nah, I'm good. And then like,
what? But it was jerk.
But then at the end, she goes, he's not someone I would want in my life ever.
Yeah. Seriously. Like,
I wouldn't want him to be my partner. I wouldn't want him to raise kids with. Like, and you're seeing him getting into the car, and it's like, I know he's gonna like take to Twitter and say whatever he's gonna say, but I mean, he's pretty much shown his true colors.
Yeah.
I mean, like, somebody like that that can explode over like the most stupid things. I mean, how's he gonna react when he gets mad about something? You know, he's got like he's a bomb waiting to go off.
Yep.
The other thing too, you know, I will say this. One of my friends was on Bar Rescue, and the way they edited it, she walked out, and as she was walking out, it bleeped out her basically saying like, "F this place," and she literally said that. Like, and I know her really well. And she goes, I never said that.
Mm.
She goes, I am being completely honest with you. She goes, I never said the F word. I never said it. She goes, they literally bleeped it out and made me sound like I said that. She goes, when I walked out, she goes, I walked out in silence because I knew there were cameras behind me.
So what are you saying?
So I feel like the stuff that Chris said when he was like walking out of the hotel, it sounded like he said like, oh, this is bullshit or something. Like, I don't know if that's... Who knows?
Yeah.
I feel like the thing with this, with these reality shows is it really comes down to the editing. You know, like the stuff that you see is not actually what's going to be in the movie. You know, like the trailer is different from the movie. And trailers have great editing. And I feel like these shows have great editing for reality TV.
Of course.
So I feel like we saw a lot of bad stuff about Chris, but there might have been some other stuff that they didn't show us. And who knows? You know?
And we will never know.
No, we're never going to know. We'll know more. When we see him on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. And then next week, like we said, we see the Bahamas. And Colton's still in the running somehow. And I know that eventually Colton will go home because we've seen photos of him in Paradise. So anyway, on to next week.
Yeah, definitely. So I will say, you know, guys, definitely stick around. Everybody enjoy your 4th of July. It should be a good holiday as usual. And with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Monday night following the episode, and you can find us on Podbean and iTunes.